Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this morning's sermon is a portion of the gospel for this day. And Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." The Gospel of the Lord. Each in its own way, the two great festivals of our Lord Jesus Christ proclaim one grand truth. God is present among his people. At Christmas, we hear this glorious message that the Son of God has slipped into the stream of human history, has taken to himself our nature and flesh to be born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. God is very much with us at Christmas, and this we know, and in this we rejoice. And the same can be said for Easter. For what is the message of Easter but this, that he who was dead is now alive. He has scattered the darkness of evil and shattered the bonds of death, not only for himself, but for all people. And this is the joy of Easter. Christ is arisen to be sure, but he is arisen that we too might rise with him. And the name of this church, the very name of this building, is a reminder every time you enter it that God is present. Emmanuel, God with us. And here in this holy place, through word and sacrament, through song and confession, the Blessed Trinity certainly makes himself known. But more than this, we recognize the presence of God not only in word and song, but in the presence of one another. For look about you, and what do you see? Not just ordinary human beings, but other Christs in this world. And in them and through them, as they worship together with you, you recognize God is indeed present. It is not in this holy house. It is not when we are at corporate worship. It is not when we are at private prayer that we tend to forget the presence of God. But as we leave this holy house, and as we go back into the world, isn't it true that the press of work and the responsibilities and recreation and entertainments that so crowd up our lives, isn't it true that we are not always aware of the presence of God? And there is good reason for asking this question. For we hear over and over these days about people being burned out, about unrelieved stress, about anxiety and even depression. Undoubtedly, at least some of us here this morning suffer from one of these. Sometimes we feel burned out, and sometimes we feel quite depressed. And why is it? Why is it that this so often happens? Isn't it true that when we feel depressed, we feel alone? That terrible statement, "Now I am alone." Now, not every day is a day of sorrow. Not every day is a day of displeasure. But there is a chance that every day will make us feel alone. And we can feel alone even when we are in the midst of people. And that loneliness breeds depression. But the message of the gospel for today is a message that reminds us we are never alone. If we open the eyes of faith, we are never alone at all. It is an impossibility. He is present. God is present. His Son is present, not just to be present, but He is present to give us strength and courage and everything that we need to proceed through life, to proceed through life one day at a time. And the gospel for today assures us of this presence. When our Lord wanted to convince his hearers of the presence of God and of the necessary connection that they must have with him and with God, what did he do? He always looked about him. Our Lord revealed over and over again the fact that he was very much in love with nature. He loved his Galilee, the green area in the Holy Land. He loved it and looked about. And what did he see? He loved it because, after all, he was its creator. For without him was not anything made that was made. And he said, look at the vineyard. Look at the vine and its branches. And what will you discover? The branches appear to be filled with life and fruitfulness. And you are not mistaken. But take the branch away from the vine. Sever it, and the vine will die, and the vine will not be able to produce anything remotely resembling fruit. And so it is with us. I am the vine, says Christ, you are the branches. And remember, without me, you can do nothing. You can do all things with me, but without me, you can do nothing. And there are those who would certainly confess this with whole heart and whole mind and whole soul. But what do they mean? That God is present to give us salvation. God is present to lead us into the way of sanctification. And this is absolutely true, and it is basically true, but it simply does not go far enough. God never does things in a halfway measure. He always goes all the way. And if he is with us to bring us salvation, if he is with us to lead us on the road to sanctification, he is also with us in every day of our lives. And this is really where we need it the most. His presence is not just a nice thing, but it is an absolute necessity. You may look like a person of fruitfulness. You may appear even to yourself as one who has power and strength and ability to go through the difficult times of life. And that is true. But it is true only when you are connected with Christ, only when he is a true presence in your life, from whom you draw the strength and the courage that you need. And you might ask yourself, okay, how do I practice this presence of God? I freely admit that God does not always seem present, that the Holy Son of God does not always seem present in my life, especially as I go through the daily routines of my life. I sometimes forget. How do I practice the presence of God? It is not greatly difficult. The practice of the presence of God begins here. Here in this holy house, here in corporate worship. For if we are to practice the presence of God, if we are to realize and feel the presence of God and of his Christ, then certainly it must begin here, where the people of God are gathered together to worship him. And here it does begin, in song, songs of great praise, in word, in confession, and in the Blessed Sacrament. For you listen to the word of God read, and what is it? It is not simply words that are read to you, but it is God himself who is speaking to you. God himself who makes his presence known in his word. And in his word he encourages you. And in his word he reminds you always, I love you with an everlasting love. I love you and I will never let you go. And I am always present with you. And remember, with me you can do all things. Without me you can do nothing. This was the faith of St. Paul, who could say, I can do all things, but how? Through Christ who strengthens me. And when you leave this holy house, after receiving the body and blood, the great feast of heaven, after you receive all of this, after you receive these assurances that God is present, then leave. But tomorrow morning, begin the day by greeting God. It is much more beneficial and much more edifying to say, good morning, God, than it is, sadly, to say, oh, God, great God, it's a morning. The one is edifying, for you greet God, and the other is simply that you are facing with terror and sadness another day. And then pray. The prayer need not be long, it need not be short. Whatever prayer works for you, works. But speak to God. Talk to him. Let him know about the day that lies ahead of you. And invite him to fulfill his promise of being with you. And as you go to your work and you face a difficult problem, do not face it alone. Because if you face it alone, you will always fail. You will always feel terrified. But take God with you. He has promised to be with you. You don't have to worry about that. Take him with you. And at your break during the day, take him with you. You certainly enjoy the presence of fellow workers. You enjoy their company, but enjoy also the presence of God. And when you go home at night, praise God for the family that you have. Praise God for the home that you have. Praise him for you, the life that you have received. And when you end your day, end it with a prayer to God. And at the end of the day, you will make a marvelous discovery. Through all of the day, through the whole day, I have not been alone. Through the whole day, God has been with me. And that is my joy, and that is my confidence, and that is why this day that is past has been a fruitful day. Amen. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be ascribed all might, majesty, dominion, and power, henceforth and forevermore. And the peace of God that passes understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Christ is risen. Alleluia. You can do better than that. I know you don't do it regularly, but this is a glorious Easter season. Christ is risen, alleluia.
He is risen indeed, alleluia.
Thank you.